Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
There's a difference between us and animals. We have the ability to worship our Creator. We are able to communicate with our Creator, where animals don't. Now, an animal can, we have a dog, a little dog. Anybody wants my little dog? You have to fight Caleb. We tell that dog to sit. You know what that dog does? Yeah, he does. They sit. She sits. Okay. Tell him to roll over. You know what she does? She just sits there. That's the only thing we taught her to do was sit. Anyway, but we're so much different. An animal, we can communicate. And that's what Paul is saying. They're different than we are. All right, let's go a little forward. And he goes a little bit farther. Verse number 40. There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial. But the glory of the celestial is one and the glory of the terrestrial is another. Now, what he's talking about, celestial refers to things that are located or associated with heaven, the heavenlies. Terrestrial refers to things that are located or associated with land or here on earth, terra firma. And God made us different. For instance, the angels are different. He made them celestial beings. He made us terrestrial beings. Right now, we couldn't handle heaven. We're terrestrial. But one day, and that's what the rest of these are going to talk, the rest of these verses, one day he's going to make us able to inhabit heaven. Amen, preacher. That's the resurrected body. We can't deal with it right now, okay? Let's go a little bit farther. God has created some bodies for heaven and some for earth. While our present bodies are adapted for this earth, our resurrected or glorified bodies will be able to adapt to heaven and for eternity. And that's what this verse is saying. There's different bodies, celestial and terrestrial. Verse 41. There's also one glory of the sun and another of the moon and another glory of the stars, which is in plural. And Temple would know this better than me. Every time Temple preaches, I'm just amazed at the knowledge this guy has. And I still remember about, he gave a devotion years ago about the number of the stars and how not only they were different, how far apart and the light years. You remember that, Temple? I don't remember all the number of years you said it was to travel one star and the billions and billions of light years. But God made every one of them different. Every one of them. And that's what Paul is saying here. For one star differs from another star in glory. In glory, it means his in purpose, in form, and in purpose. Verse 42. Now, so also, he said all of that about all the different flesh of the animals. They're all different. The sun, the moon, the stars are all different. And then he uses that phrase, so also. He brings this resurrection of the dead now into vogue. Because people say, what kind of body are we going to have? Is there a resurrection of the dead? And he brings it in. So also is a resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. The word corruption means destruction or perishing. Kendall was over at the house this week. You know, he's in law enforcement. He went to his doctor. He had a little, not major, but some issues. He's 25 years old, and the doctor was telling him about a few of us. Said, can you imagine 25 years old have a little bit of health problems? That's what law enforcement does to you. Matter of fact, true statement. The average life of a law enforcement when they retire, is 4 years. Kendall's going to beat that, by the way. But anyway, he was talking about it. And the doctor told Kendall, you know, hey, all of us are dying a little bit each day. Some just die a little quicker than others. And that's what he's talking about. It is sown in corruption, this body. It's a sinful body. And it's dying every day. But it's raised in incorruption. The word incorruption... It literally means without sin, it's no longer destructive. Our bodies are placed in a grave in a condition of a fleshly. It's sinful, and it's dead, our flesh. However, when we are raised in incorruption, it's a beautiful, glorious, and perfect body. Sinless, without defects or deformities. And I wrote that down myself because I can't wait to get to heaven and I get a new body. Sinless. That's the icing on the cake is without deformities. I grew up with buck teeth. You know what buck teeth are? It was so embarrassing. Teenager had pimples all over me. I say all that to say this. In heaven, won't be none of that. Well, I think we'd be about 30 years of age as God created Adam, full-grown man. There won't be babies in heaven. Thank you. Now you're diverting me off my lesson. See, there won't be any babies in heaven floating around on wings, okay? All of these aborted babies, all these miscarried, we have a baby that was miscarried. He or she's going to be in heaven one day. God gives it a body as it pleases him. We just read that. These aborted babies, God knows every one of them, and God will give he or she a body as it pleases him. So let you know, there won't be babies in him. I believe they'll be about 30 years of age. I can't prove that from Scripture, but as God made Adam a full-grown man, I think that he will. Now, in the new heaven, new earth, during the millennium and for eternity, there will be babies. And remember, we looked at that in the millennium, because we'll be glorified. Boy, you've messed me up now. I'm on a whole nother subject. But there will be naturalized people in their fleshly body who will live forever. Remember the tree of life. And they will have children, and they will have children, and they will have children forever and ever. And they'll have babies and baby men. The way he intended, God intended Adam and Eve to populate the earth, that's how it will be in eternity. But we won't. We'll have a glorified body. It's a whole other story. We'll be married to Christ. Thank you. And the bride. I hope you will be anyway. Not everybody's going to be in the bride. That's a whole other teaching. Verse 43. This body, ooh, I got 3 minutes. It is sown in dishonor. In other words, laid in the ground. The word dishonor means a lack of honor or respectability. It's not worth anything. Do you know there was a study here years ago about the value of your body? If you could break it down with all of the minerals, you think you're something, ain't I something? Now, study was you're worth about $2.25. Break it all down and sell your salt or whatever else you get. That's about what you're worth. We're sown in dishonor. But it's raised, I like this, but it's raised in glory. What a contrast. We'll be priceless. Let me just read this and I'll be done. We got to get that. We got homecoming. It's sown in weakness, the ability of the flesh to save or maintain itself. But it's raised in power. We will be like Christ. 1 John 3. We shall be like him. I didn't say we will be Christ, but we'll be like him. A glorified body. It is sown a natural body. It's raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body. There is a spiritual body. The natural body is received from a human mother and a father. It's sinful. It's dying. Unlike the natural body, the spiritual body is without sin, and no curse of sin can be upon it. Let me give you another thing, and I got to quit. I'll finish this when I get back from the Isle of Patmos. Okay? You've messed me. And it was a good point, too. That's my age. I forget what it was. I'll get it to you next time, okay? Let's stand together. We'll be dismissed. Man, I ended that lesson. But hey, edit this. I know we're on the radio. Edit that last part so don't go out on radio and people don't think I'm a nut, okay? I just completely lost it. Our Father, we love you. We thank you for your word, for that promise of a glorious resurrection. Lord, it can only be so because of what Jesus did for us on the cross of Calvary, because his resurrection, and because we believe in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is our prayer that perhaps there's somebody today that's not accepted your Son Jesus, that this will be the hour that they call upon your name. Bless our morning worship, Lord, that it will be focused upon you and you alone. In Jesus' name we pray.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, for now, until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.